This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You are what you eat, the old saw goes, and it does make a certain amount of sense. Eat healthy, be healthy. About a third of Americans, say the people at Nielsen, believe food can be used in place of some medicines, superfoods specifically, and we are increasingly buying in to the theoretical superpowers of superfoods. Vanessa Wong writes on food and the business thereof for Bloomberg Businessweek. Vanessa, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
One ought best to begin, I suppose, by trying to define what a superfood is, but that is tricky, yeah?
Indeed, that is kind of the dilemma right now. people love superfoods, as you know, we kind of vaguely understand them. But what is a superfood? Is it an excellent question? There is a study recently published in Preventing Chronic Diseases that tried to define superfoods. They ended up highlighting certain unexpected foods like iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, I know. And you get, I mean, what is that? Like 90% water iceberg lettuce, isn't it?
It's some water, it's some fiber, but it's also got vitamin K, vitamin A, and some potassium.
We will, I should say, not talk about kale on this radio program, just on a stand-on principle on my part. But there are others out there that are a little bit surprising, right? Tomatoes, carrots, strawberries, oranges. I mean, there's, you know, let alone quinoa and wheat berry and I don't know, pomegranate.
That's right. According to the study, though, the most nutrient-dense foods are actually watercress, Chinese cabbage, beet greens, spinach. So things that don't actually get as much buzz as the pomegranates, the quinoas. However, it's also interesting that as much as people believe in the power of food, half of people surveyed by Nielsen said that they weren't willing to give up taste for health.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, and I think, honestly, that's where I am. But that's, you know, that's a whole different deal. Farmers are seeing this trend and they're turning over crops and planting extra, you know, quinoa and all that stuff, aren't they?
Indeed. I know that we are not supposed to speak of kale on the show.
Just we'll call it the K word, all right?
The K word. So in 2012, about 2,500 farms harvested the K word, which is up from fewer than 1,000 in 2007.
Since you have broached the topic, far and away, the K word is the thing that people eat. It beats by miles and miles and miles Brussels sprouts, kohlrabi, spinach, chard, and arugula.
Exactly. I mean, those also grew at a very fast pace if we're talking just, you know, vegetable sales. You know, they all grew from between 10 and 15% annually. But kale, the K word is skyrocketing ahead of them.
I will tell you, just by way of closing and in the spirit of true confessions, K word chips, you put them in the oven, 450, a little olive oil, salt. Boom. Delicious.
Yum.
I'm just, you know, I'm being completely honest here.
Well, it's good. Keep an open mind, right?
Vanessa Wong of Bloomberg Businessweek. Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you.